It's time now for Del Norte Warrior Basketball. And Del Norte Warrior Basketball is brought to you by Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hartwig, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Glass, Curry Equipment, Del Norte Office Supply, Del Norte Tire, Eco Nutrients, Elk Valley Casino, Ingle Marine Supply, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, More Johnny, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and Hiuchi Hamlet. And now, with the pregame show, here's John.
Word of the day is avenge. It means, according to the Webster Third New International Dictionary, quote, to extract satisfaction for a wrong. That is what the Del Norte High girls basketball team wants to do tonight, to avenge an earlier loss as McKinleyville comes to Crescent City Student Gymnasium. Hi, I'm John Pritchett. Mark is running things back at the KPOD World Headquarters. And welcome to the Western Valley Insurance Warrior pregame show, Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes the difference in downtown Crescent City. 2 weeks ago, the Panthers laid an old-fashioned 53-26 whipping on the Warriors down in Humboldt County. Del Norte remembers and wants to show the team McKinleyville pounded back on January 3rd is not like the one that's going to take the court tonight. We'll be back in a few moments with a preview of tonight's game and a recap of the JV results. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior High School pregame show, brought to you by Western Valley Insurance, located in downtown Crescent City. We'll be back with John and John with the pregame show coming up next, right after this. In this ever-changing business environment, it's refreshing to have an insurance agent that's local. At Western Valley Insurance, the team prides themselves in being part of our community, and they appreciate it when you choose to do business with them. If you're considering a change or would like to discuss business or workers' comp insurance, please call Robin, Regina, or Kendra. They'll put their experience and knowledge into providing you with a competitive quote that actually fits your needs. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes a difference. Call 707-465-5999.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club, Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hartwig, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local sportscasters club, Curry Equipment, Del Norte Office Supply, Del Norte Tire, and Eco Nutrients.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's time to get back to the pregame show, brought to you by Western Valley Insurance, proud to serve our community's insurance needs. They believe that teamwork makes the difference. Go Warriors! And now, with the pregame show, here's John.
Welcome back to the Western Valley Insurance Warrior pregame show tonight from Tunin Gymnasium on the Del Norte High campus. A few minutes ago in junior varsity action, the Del Norte girls methodically defeated McKinleyville 39-31. In a game that wasn't as close as the final score might indicate, Lily Franklin and Avery Ritter both had 9 for the winners. Looking at the varsity game tonight, it was 16 days ago when a rattled Warrior team playing without its leading scorer, Brooklyn Carter, for the first time, were blitzed by McKinleyville by 27. The Panthers slapped the full court press on the Warriors, leading to a cornucopia of turnovers, which produced a plethora of easy McKinleyville baskets. This team is different than that squad on January 3rd. The Warriors have reconciled the fact that Carter has lost for the season. Jacqueline Gorbett has taken over the mantle as leading scorer. And they have a win in their pocket, a four-point victory on the road against Fortuna 1 week ago. Still, Del Norte has some issues. Warriors are still prone to turnovers. They are not great at the foul line. And they're coming off a disappointing loss Wednesday night at home against Arcata, 41-32, a game that saw Delmort fade in the final 4 minutes. The other big factor tonight, Delmort is without the services of starting center Lauren Stutz with a knee injury. And key reserve Bliss Blackburn is out. She is simply unavailable. Warriors will also be without rock-solid Sinte Steinruck until the second half of tonight's game. Coach Dylan Nelson agreed that emotionally this is a completely different team than McKinleyville whipped a few weeks ago. It is a team that has something to prove, a team that really believes that even shorthanded, it can play with anybody on the North Coast. McKinleyville is 2-2 in conference, 11-7 overall. After knocking off Del Norte, the Panthers dismissed Fortuna by 30, but got bested by Eureka, 56-29, and by Arcata by 12. McKinleyville is led by Tatum Fisher, the junior who scored 14 the first time these two teams played, and Gabby Watson, who put in 11. Now, Panther coach Jacob Chief said his team has been putting too much pressure on itself, and that has led to McKinleyville playing tight. The key tonight for the Panthers is not X's and O's. It is having fun and just getting back on track. And that brings us to the starting lineups, brought to you by DelNorteSports.com, which features scheduled and rebroadcast of Warrior games. You can check it all out at DelNorteSports.com. So, taking a look at the starting lineup for McKinleyville Panthers, 2-2 in conference, 11-7 overall, currently in third place in the Big Five. They will start Hallie Turner. She's a senior. She scored 7 points the last time these two teams played. Tatum Fisher, the junior. Nairis Barto, she's a senior, scored 6 points last time. Gabby Watson is a junior. She scored 11. And Bella Turner, she scored 7 for McKinleyville. For Del Norte, Warriors will start Chloe Smith. She's a junior, averaging 4.1 points a game. Brianne Winningham, she'll be playing center tonight. She's a senior, averaging just over 3 a game. Anisha Batega, the sharpshooter from outside, she's a senior, averaging just under 6. Jacqueline Gorbett, the senior, averaging right now 8.8, but since the conference season started, she's closer to 15. And also starting tonight for Del Norte will be Kopa McQuillan. She's a senior, averaging 2.2 points a game. Now, taking a look at the conference standings, Eureka leads the pack at 4-0, 16-3 overall. Arcata is next at 3-1, 13-4. McKinleyville is in third place at 2-2, while the Warriors are looking to move up from its 1-3 record, and Fortuna is fifth, 0-4, and 13-9. McKinleyville has won 2 in a row over Del Norte and 3 of the past 5 contests between the two clubs. Last night in boys basketball action, you missed a good one if you missed it. Del Norte broke into the Big 5 Conference win column with a thrilling 41-39 overtime win in McKinleyville. Warriors fell behind 13-2 to start the game, but slowly kept crawling back, eventually taking the lead in the final minute of regulation. But then a couple turnovers gave the Panthers a 2-point lead. Kai Russell came up with an offensive rebound and a putback with 1.5 seconds to go to put the game in overtime. And from there, the juniors, Michael Webster and Lyon Rigdon, lifted Del Norte to its first victory of the conference season. And that was over the previously undefeated Panthers, who came into the game in first place in the Big 5 and 4-0. In the standings. Next up for the Warriors will be a road trip to Eureka on Wednesday night. Game, of course, will be heard here on KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com. Talking to Del Norte boys coach Chris Rice, he said it's so nice he's going to be able to have a little time to practice. The schedule has been so compact the past 2 weeks. That's basically one day of practice, then a game, one day of practice, then a game. He's actually going to be able to get some practice in, and he hopes that that will help the Warriors make a dramatic charge in the second half of the Big 5 season. Getting ready for the national anthem, not a huge crowd here tonight. McKinleyville well represented. making the hour and 10-minute drive over the hill. We do appreciate the fans making the trip. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we hope, as everybody stands, the playing of our national anthem. Away for the start of Big Five Conference Girls Basketball action. Our officials tonight, Kyle Emrise, Justin Islas, and Christy Gavin will be wearing the stripes. Emrise, one of the nation's top cribbage players. No kidding. I wouldn't make that up. Make up other stuff, but not that. Warriors will be in there. Difficult to read numbers, the white uniforms with the light gold numbers. Panthers in their black road uniforms with the white numbers and the red trim. It will be jumping tonight, Tatum Fisher for McKinleyville and Bree Winningham for the Warriors. Warriors will be going right to left to start the game. Justin Euclid throws up the ball, and Delmore will get the opening possession. Ball goes far side. That's McCollum. Inside now, ball's tied up. We have our first jump ball of the night, and McKinleyville will get the possession. No pressure being applied by Delmore. They're going to go into that 2-3 zone. Coach Nelson said that they'll probably go to the zone more tonight, being shorthanded, as an effort to try to keep his players out of foul trouble. With the ball way outside is Turner. Now inside. They bring it back out. Three-point shot. Bingo. Wow. Nice shot by Tatum Fisher from downtown. And as expected, full court pressure again by McKinleyville. Delnort had terrible time with this the first time they met. Gabby Watson commits a foul by McKinleyville, and Delmar has the ball in the front court. Smith with it. Kick the ball. Fresh shot clock. 3-0 our score. McKinleyville in front on the Syracuse Hospital scoreboard. Smith gets the pass. Inside. That's Gorbett. Off her foot. Turnover. Delmar. 2-on-2 fast break. And a basket. As Fisher now has all 5 of the points scored this game. Warriors get it across the timeline. With the ball is Gorbett. Skip pass, cross court. Now inside to Winningham. She goes strong, but cannot get the ball to fall. Wasted opportunity for Delmore. And we'll go the other direction. 5-0, McKinleyville in front. Turner dribbling way outside. Delmore in the 2-3. Drive. Lost ball. Who's going to come up with it? McKinleyville does. 15 on the shot clock. Watson gives it up. Eventually, Fisher gets it inside now. Watson kicks it out. Three-point shot. No good. And rebounded by Del North. Corbett, left side, has the ball knocked out of her hands, but a foul will be called on McKinleyville, and Corbett will go to the line. Bella Turner picks up the foul. Corbett, 47% from the line this season. Makes the first. 5-1 with 6:06 remaining here in the opening stanza. Two dribbles and a shot. She's perfect. Warriors hustle back on defense, now trailing by three. To the far side, and down near side, Turner tries to a baseline and gets cut off. They'll swing it around and launch the three. That's no good, but the Panthers track down the offensive rebound, and going right to the basket and scoring is Fisher. She has all seven of McKinleyville's points, and it's 7-2. Corbett, quick pass to Winningham, and she is fouled and will go to the line. And that's Watson. She's just picked up her second, and she's going to come to the bench very soon. Winningham for two. And off the iron and no good. So Winningham goes out, and Liz Mingle will come in for Coach Jacob Cheek and the Panthers. Winningham's second shot. That one falls in. 7-3 our score. Warriors trailing. McKinleyville with the ball. Far side, that's Fisher. Gives it up to Turner. She'll step in, take the shot. No good. Rebounded by Winningham, but she has the ball taken away from her. Shot goes up, and a foul will be called on Del North. Nisha Batiga gets the foul, and Liz Mingle will go to the line for two free throws. Here's the first one. It's good. 8-3 our score. Mingle's second shot, the senior. That one is no good, and rebounded by Winningham. Smith will bring the ball right to the center circle. Kicks it over far side, goes into the corner to Batiga. Now to McQuillan, she'll drive, puts it up. Shot is blocked from behind and taken away by the Panthers. Into the far side corner, three-point shot on its way, no good. Winningham with a rebound, and she kicks it out. Warriors will push the pace. And that leads to a loose ball. Panthers with it. Warriors get back on defense. And that's going to be offensive. As the Panther dribbler just put her shoulder down and ran right in to the defender. That's the second on Bella Turner. So both Watson and Turner, key members of this Panther team, have foul trouble. Shot goes up by Corbett. She is fouled, and she'll go to the line. And that will put Del Norte at the bonus the rest of this quarter, and there's still 4:35 left to go. Corbett makes the first free throw. She's made three in a row now. And Coach Jacob Cheek leading 8-4, decides he wants a timeout, as he's got foul issues already. Warrior Athletics, brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which include H&R Block. Get your maximum refund guaranteed. Ambro, WSG, Recycling, Storage, Truck Repair, and Waste Removal. Del Norte Tire, the Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. 8-4 our score, 4:35 to go. You're in the first quarter on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. John Pritchett with you here at Tunin Gymnasium. Del Norte trying to pick up its second Big Five Conference win of the season. Panthers trying to improve to 3-2 on the record. There's Gorbett's second free throw after she was fouled. little too strong, but Winningham comes up with the rebound. Garbett has it in the far side corner, gives it over to Winningham. Her dribble is knocked away, and the Panthers will fast break. Now they'll back it off and set things up. Rasmussen in the game. Now far side to Turner. Cross court pass to Rasmussen. They'll kick it in. Drive, shot, good. Two-pointer for Fisher. She has 9 of McKinleyville's 10 points. Warriors break the press, except then they throw it away. And that leads to Rasmussen missing the easy layup, rebounded by the Panthers, and it goes out of bounds. It will be McKinleyville ball. Warriors broke the press and then just made an unforced error. McKinleyville gets the ball in. It's on the ground, and we're going to have a jump ball, and it will be Warriors' possession. 10-4 our score, 3:52 left first quarter. And this Dillner team, unlike how it was 16 days ago when the two teams played, has no problem now with the press. They've made some front court mistakes as Smith launches a three-pointer, hits off the rim, and is rebounded by McKinleyville. Dillner looks much more composed, much more confident, taking on the Panthers' full-court press. Far side to Turner, with Batiga guarding her. Gives it to Watson, then gets it right back inside. Drive, shot, goes in. Tatum Fisher is just a one-person wrecking crew. She has 11 of 12 McKinleyville points. Inside to Gorbett. She's triple-teamed. Skips it out to Smith. Smith penetrates. Inside to Winningham. Ball's knocked away and will go the other direction. Rasmussen kicks it back. Now Turner loses the handle. Smith almost steals it. It goes inside. Out to Fisher. She'll drive. She'll shoot. Oh, she misses. It is possible. Rebounded by Dillner. McQuillan pulls it down. Quick pass. Tried to get it to Winningham, and it was off her hands out of bounds. Coming in for Dillner will be Kimora McCovey, and Winningham will come out. Warriors will lose some size. 12-4 our score. McKinleyville in front on the Central Coast Hospital scoreboard. With the ball is Fisher. Gives it up over to Turner. And they'll swing it around and launch a three. Off the iron, no good. And the Warriors let the ball go out of bounds, and they will get the possession. Panthers pull the full court press off and slide into a 2-3 zone themselves. Smith with the ball. Pass to Batega, and she rattles home a three-pointer. If she gets hot, she can be lights out. She has 24 three-pointers this season. And just like that, it's a 12-7 McKinleyville lead. Watson gives the ball up over to Turner. Foul will be called on Dillner. No shot. As Gorbett picks up the foul, and that's not one that Coach Dylan Nelson wants to see. Turner to inbound, looking, kicks it way out to Rasmussen. She gives it up. Shot goes up, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Nice rebound by McQuillan. Into Batega. She's feeling a three-pointer, and that one's not good. And rebounded by McKinleyville. They have a 2-1 fast break, but poked away. Nice hustle by Chloe Smith. And it actually went off McKinleyville. Turner comes out for the Panthers. And back in is Bella Turner with two fouls. 1:25 left here in the first. 12-7 our score. McKinleyville in front. Smith gives it up. Now in the far side corner. Warriors have the ball tipped away, and it will be Dillner's ball. Smith will inbound. Smith looking. Sends it way out to Batega, and Dillner will set things up. Into the corner to Smith. She'll take the two. And it falls out, but rebounded by Dillner. And scoring for the Warriors is McQuillan. Key basket for her, and it's 12-9. Nice rebound, nice basket. Three-point shot by McKinleyville. Misses everything. Goes out of bounds. Warriors possession with 51 seconds to go. It's a night and day difference between the Delnor team. Inside, easy basket, and the Warriors miss it, but they get their own rebound. Gorbett goes strong, puts it up off the glass. It falls off. Battle for it, and McKinleyville comes down with it. Delnord had two point-blank possessions and could not get the ball to fall into the hoop. Far side. Drive. Kick out. Into the corner. Drive by Turner. She gets cut off. Ball goes out of bounds as Fisher was trying to shoot the ball before she caught the ball. Warriors will play for the last shot with 17 seconds left here in the quarter. With the ball, Bottega, she'll drive, kicks it out, and we'll set things up. Smith inside to Gorbett. She finds some room, puts it up, no good. Rebound by Delnor. Ball is tipped, battle for it. McKinleyville comes down with it. Shot goes up, and at the buzzer, Bella Turner scores. Delnor had about five opportunities to score in the final minute and could not convert, and the Panthers get the basket at the buzzer. 14-9 our score, McKinleyville in front. We'll be back with the second quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnor Sports.
Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Elk Valley Casino, Ingle Marine Supply, H&R Block, and Hambro WSG.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Games online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, and More John, Inc.
Listen to Delnor Warrior Games online at DelnorSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Delnor has 9. Tatum Fisher of McKinleyville has 11. And the other members of the Panthers team have 3. And so after one, it's 14-9 McKinleyville in front as we get ready to start the second quarter. McKinleyville with the ball as the Warriors trying to pick up their second conference win of the season. Panthers running a little weave. Now they back out of it. Drive by Turner gets cut off, and they'll reset. Far side, that's Rasmussen. She gives it up. Now a drive, ball's loose, poked away by Delnor. Nice defensive play by Smith. With the ball is McQuillan. Now Bottega back to McQuillan. She'll take the three, looks good, no. Bounces off the iron and rebounded by McKinleyville. Fisher gives the ball up to Rasmussen. Now far side, Turner with two fouls, gives it back to Fisher, her with 11 points already. 15 on the shot clock. Panthers give up the three-point opportunity and look to get it inside, and they do. Squeezes it in. Shot goes up. Missed. Second shot. Missed again. Rebounded by Delnor. And then stolen by McKinleyville, and then stolen right back by Smith, who finds Bottega. Now it's McQuillan. She'll take the long three. Misses. And rebounded by McKinleyville. Delnor having some open looks, both near and far, but they can't get it to drop. 14-9, Warriors down by 5. Here in the early seconds of the second quarter, McKinleyville looking to get the ball inside of the can. Turner with it. She drives. She'll take the 16-footer and bangs it in. Turner has 4, and it's back to a 7-point lead. Smith penetrates, kicks it out. Stolen. Another turnover by Delnor. the Panthers have given up on the press that was so effective the first time these two teams played. But now in that 3-2 zone, they're limiting Del Norte and forcing turnovers in the front court. Ball on the far side as Watson trying to direct traffic. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Drive kicked out. Three-pointer on the way. Misses everything. That's a shot clock violation. Turner comes back in for McKinleyville. Rasmussen goes out. And Smith will bring the ball down court. Gives it to McClellan, far side. Now inside, pivot, shot, no good. And it'll be Del Norte's ball as Gorbett could not get the contested layup to drop. Smith will inbound from the right side of the front court. Looking, sends it way outside to McClellan. She'll try to drive, gets it inside to Gorbett, pivot. Shots blocked from behind, and we'll have a jump ball, and it will be Del Norte's possession. Del Norte's finding ways to get it inside. They just can't find ways to put the biscuit in the basket. Gorbett will inbound. Gets it to in. Smith with it. Far side. McClellan, three-point shot off the glass. Out the iron. Battle for it. And eventually coming up with it is McKinleyville. That's Watson. Sends it over far side into the corner to Fisher. She gives it up. And Turner will handle it now. So Warriors come up with a steal. Nice defensive play. And, of course, then Del Norte immediately turns the ball back over with an errant pass. 69, Warriors trailing. McKinleyville with the lead and the ball. With 4:45 left here in the second quarter. Ball goes inside, shot goes up, and it will be McKinleyville's ball as McClellan could not pull it in on the defensive rebound. And we have a timeout on the court with 4:39 to go. 16-9, McKinleyville in front. And Warrior Athletics here on KPOD and DelNorteSports.com are brought to you by members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and in Brookings. Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it, serving you since 1947. Crescent Cabinets. You need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets. It's right there in the name, Crescent Cabinets. Crescent City, Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing matters. Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. And L&L Design and Construction, commercial and residential construction, licensed in California and in Oregon. We'll be back on the air on Tuesday when Eureka comes to town to take on the Del Norte girls. Then on Wednesday, we will be in Eureka as the boys head down to the new Jay Willard Gymnasium. So make sure you put it on your calendar. And listen to KPOD or DelNorteSports.com. McKinleyville to inbound. They get it inside, then kick it out to the corner. And then they'll just set it up. 9 on the shot clock. Outside, drive. They got to go back out. Going to be a contested shot at the buzzer. Does not go. Rebounded by Winningham and by Turner of McKinleyville. That's a jump ball. And McKinleyville gets it back with a fresh shot clock. Nice defensive effort. Here comes into the game for Del Norte, Gamora McCovey. And coming out is McClellan. Outside. Now inside for the Panthers, and they dribble it right back outside. Panthers just a tad bit discombobulated by this 2-3 zone Del Norte is throwing at them. But there, taking advantage of a seam is Fisher. She now has 13. Her first basket of the second quarter, and it's 18-9. Gorbett with the ball on the far side. Inside, and shot is blocked as McCovey has her shot swatted from behind, out of bounds. Del Norte, they get it in. spin. McCovey's pass is intercepted. Another unforced turnover by the Warriors. Outside to Fisher. They're going to work it around. They find Turner. She's open. She'll take the long two. Misses. Rebounded by Winningham. Bottega with the ball. Reverses direction. Now near the center circle. Finds Smith. Dribbles once. Gets it inside. And it's off the hands of McCovey, out of bounds. And that's got to be frustrating for Del Norte to be possession after possession and not get a shot up. And then when you do work the offense and get an open shot, not make the seemingly easy one. Turner with the ball for the Panthers. 18-9 our score. Three-point shot, no good. Battle for it. Warriors come down with a rebound. Nice effort by McCovey. And she is fouled. First foul for either team this quarter. Picking up that foul is Bartu. Delmar trying to get into double digits. And that's going to be a blocking foul against the Panthers as Smith saw an opening. And Tally Turner gets the first. And bang, bang like that. Two quick team fouls by McKinleyville. Bottega will inbound. Gets it to Smith. And a kick ball. Warriors get a fresh shot clock. Bottega inbounds to Smith. Back to Bottega. Back to Smith. Far side to Gorbett. Gorbett says clear out of the way. Gets it inside. Dribbles and gets the ball stolen. Jump ball. Warriors get it on this one. Smith hustles over to do the honors on the inbound from the left side of the basket. 2:45 left here in the second quarter. 18-9 our score. Inside to Winningham. Her shot is blocked, and we go the other direction. But Tega, nice defense getting back. Shot goes up, misses, but there to pick up the basket was Bartu. And it's 20-9, an 11-point McKinleyville lead. Three-pointer on the way, no good. The Warriors trying to come down with a rebound. We got a foul, and it will be called on. On McKinleyville. And that is Tally Turner's second foul. So Turner has two. Watson has two. And Bella Turner has two. Smith to inbound for the Warriors. Bounces off the hands of McCovey, but right back to Smith. She launches a three, and it bounces off. The Panthers are going to slow it down now, leading 20-9. Far side to Tally Turner. Gives it up to Watson. And finding the open three-pointer is Bella Turner. And it's 23-9. Way too many turnovers by Del Norte as Bottega kicks it out to Smith. She takes the shot. It's partially blocked. Goes inside to Winningham, and she is fouled. Mangle picks up her second. And timeout will be called by Del Norte. Winningham will be shooting two when the players return to the floor. Warrior Athletics brought to you by More John Parts and Service. For one-on-one service and support with the winning edge, see the team at More John Parts and Service. McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, tax, bookkeeping, and payroll services. Valvoline, Henry's Car Wash. Get the Works Car Wash across from Fred Meyer. Still aren't playing this game without some key starters. Of course, Brooklyn Carter out for the year, torn meniscus, team's leading scorer. Also out starting center, Lauren Stutes. She has a knee issue. I talked to her today. She was mildly optimistic she might see some minutes, but it was determined not to push it yet. Liz Blackburn, key reserve, is unavailable tonight. And Sinte Steinruck will not be available until after halftime. The result, Warriors trailing 23-9. Dillon had no problem dealing with that McKinleyville press that caused such problems the first time these two teams played. It's getting the ball into their offense and set without committing a turnover that has plagued Dillon's offense. Winningham at the line. She's 1 for 3 tonight. Excuse me, 1 for 4 tonight. That's not right either. She's 1 for 2, and she's now 2 for 3. I forgot that I'd already put the circles in my book for her two shots here. Here comes her second. And she puts them both in. Warriors in double digits, down by 12, 23-11, with 1:40 to go in the first half. Stay tuned for the Hi-H-E Hamlet halftime report. We're going to be talking about last night's boys game, wrestling, and youth basketball. That's all coming up at halftime. Warriors playing tight defense this possession, but they're finding some room and a nice pass, but a missed shot and rebounded by Del North. Fisher had a good opportunity inside the Winningham. She goes up strong, but too strong. Ball hits the glass and comes out the other side. Rebounded by McKinleyville. Panthers will look to extend its 12-point lead. Ball to Mingla, back out to Tally Turner. And they're down to 10 on the shot clock. Drive, shot, up, no good. Rebounded, out of bounds, and it will be McKinleyville's ball. 30 seconds on the shot clock, 45.5 on the game clock. McKinleyville gets the ball in. That's Bella Turner. They'll work it around. Finds Tylee Turner. And eventually, Fisher, her three-pointer is no good. Battle for it. Ball popping around like popcorn. And we have another jump ball. And once again, it's McKinleyville's possession. Thirty-one seconds left here in the second quarter. 23-11, Del Norte trailing on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Inside, shot up, no good. And this time, Del Norte does come down with a rebound. Bottega with the ball, across the center circle. Tries to penetrate, loses a dribble. Picks it up, dribbles again, no call. And Del Norte will set things up. 14 seconds inside. And it's out of bounds, and it is Del Norte's ball. Warriors get it into Bottega. Gets a screen, dribbling with her left hand, tries the left side, now backs it out. Zorbit goes baseline, and she is fouled and goes to the line yet again tonight with 2.8 seconds. Bartu picks up her second foul. Corbett, 3 of 4 tonight. That one was kind of flat and bounds away. That one is good, though. Here we go, one shot. They put it up at half court, and it hits the backboard, and that's all. Too many turnovers. That's the story for Del Norte as the Warriors trail at halftime. 23-12. We'll be back with the Hi-H-E Hamlet halftime report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hi-H-E Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hi-H-E. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hi-H-E Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hi-H-E Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hi-H-E Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Center Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hardwick, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Glass.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOT. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Warriors trail McKinleyville 23-12 in girls basketball action here in Tunin Gymnasium. John Pritchett with you tonight here. And joining us here at halftime is the one and only Mad Dog John Horner. And he's going to talk about youth basketball in Del Norte County, specifically the little kids.
The little tights, you got to love it. I tell you what, we ended up with 675 kids signed up for youth basketball this year.
That's amazing.
Del Norte County, and hats off to all the sponsors that are involved and all the kids, all the varsity kids, some of the JV players, and we ended up with 70 volunteer coaches also. So it takes a lot in the community to make this happen.
I was talking to one of those quote-unquote, air quote, volunteer coaches, and he was saying, I didn't really volunteer.
Voluntold? Kind
of that was it, voluntold.
It's sometimes when I'm missing those coaches, I got people on my speed dial. Oh, I'll get that guy to coach. I haven't had to get you out there yet, Richard.
That's true.
I'll get you out there.
I haven't done that in about 15, 16, 17 years.
Well, it's a lot of fun. We just started at the beginning of January. And the really cool thing is we got reversible jerseys for the kids. So if for some reason you didn't get your kids signed up, we still have 5 weeks of basketball left. Get down to the recreation department Monday through Friday. We can get your kids still signed up. Get them on a team so we can play the last five Saturdays. We got five Saturdays. We end the Saturday before JC. So it's a lot of fun. We have different grades. Kindergarten is co-ed. First and second grade is boys and girls separated. And same thing with third and fourth and fifth and sixth. And then the exciting program that we actually expanded this year is our Tiny Tots program. Tiny Tots program, that's a lot of fun.
I see you're holding a very interesting basketball in your hand.
Well, Tiny Tots is ages 3 to 5, and they get 4 sessions, and it's Wednesdays from 4:30 to 5:30 or 5:30 to 6:30. And this year we have partnered with Fog Bank, one of the great clothing companies within our community.
I'd say the clothing company on the North Coast.
Absolutely. So Fog Bank, we went together and wanted to do something special for youth basketball this year. And we thought, you know what, why not kick it off with the Tiny Tots, the little ones, the 3 to 5 year olds that are always looking up to. And Fog Bank, along with us, are going to give each kid a Fog Bank Del Norte youth basketball.
And that's a nice basketball. It's not just a cheapy thing, yeah.
No, so we're going to give these out to all the Tiny Tot kids. So if you have a Tiny Tot kid, shh, don't tell them. It's a surprise on Wednesday.
Shh.
And we could have a special guest there to hand them out.
Oh, I wonder who that might be.
Who knows? But it sure is going to be fun.
I bet it's somebody with some stature.
Stature. So definitely with some stature, maybe smell a little funny.
What else is coming up in the rec department in the future?
Well, kicking off, we'll have teen league starting in March along with men's league.
That's basketball.
Teen league. It's going to be teen league basketball, and it's going to be from 12 to 15-year-olds and then 14 to 18-year-olds. Two separate divisions. And what we'll do is we're going to have, for senior night for high school, during the boys and the girls, we'll be out front here in the hallway doing sign-ups for Teen League. It's $25 a kid and then $200 sponsor fee for your team. But you're able to get out for the month of March and April and play some more basketball. If you haven't had enough by March, but a lot of the kids that don't make the high school team want to get out, and all the high school kids are able to participate also. And it's fun they can get out there and play with their friends. So,
how about looking to the future where we see softball?
Softball is going to be last year was our coming back from COVID was rough, and it was kind of rough for everybody in the community. And last year we ended up with a fall season of softball. But I'm bound and determined this year to get our summer program back up and going. It was just 7 or 8 years ago that we had 30 teams in Crescent City. I'm shooting for at least 15 to 20 this year. You can get your team signed up starting in April and May. Our season will kick off in June. But I tell you what, it's a blast to come out and play adult softball. It's Monday through Thursday, and we line everybody up. It's a lot of fun out there. And we're bringing tournaments back this summer. A lot of people from the Valley like to come over. So if you have any friends in the Valley that have softball teams, we're going to be back running softball tournaments this summer.
And that's a huge boost to the community, as that brings in all those teams that want to get out of the heat of Medford and Grants Pass and Redding and Rogue River and all those places. They get to come over here and wear their hoodies, their Fog Bank hoodies.
Fog Bank hoodies, the fog rolls in during the summer months in the evening, so it's going to be a blast to bring that back around here. You know, and Little League does a great job of keeping the fields up in the spring, so they're ready to rock for the summer for the adult league. So it's going to be a fun year of softball, Little League, and basketball this year.
You're listening to the Hi-H-E Hamlet Halftime Report. Warriors trail McKinleyville 23-12 in girls basketball action tonight. Let's talk about last night as the Dillmer boys team got on the winning track. First win of the conference season, and they did it in dramatic fashion, 41-39 on the road in overtime. And Mad Dog, you watched that game. What was your impression?
Well, you know, I thought the Warriors, they played with grit all season. And, you know, it's hats off to the coach Chris Rice getting that big W. You know, they faltered down the stretch a couple games, struggled in the second half of the non-conference schedule in the second half of the games, trying to put games away. But I can tell you what, this team did a great job last night on the road down in McKinleyville. Definitely a hostile environment. They kept their composure, and they made shots and had a couple defensive stops when they needed to, and they beat the undefeated Panthers. They were 4-0 in league play.
Yes, indeed they were. As we try to fix our electrical problems, there we go. Don't touch the table. Dillard High's wrestling team will be competing again very soon, as I pull up the notes on that.
I think they're going tomorrow. Dad's taking them to the road.
They're going to Rogue River. And then on next Wednesday, right here at Tunin Gymnasium, Arcata comes to town. And that'll be a battle between the two leading dual meet teams. And if you get a chance, come out and watch exciting wrestling action. Del Norte boys, one of the best teams, not only on the North Coast, but in Northern California, in the North Coast section. And don't get a lot of chances to watch the wrestling team at home. Take advantage of it.
I tell you what, there's no other hardworking team like that wrestling team, and they're the Road Warriors, to say the least. So get out and support them on Wednesday. I'm coming next with us Wednesday to come watch the wrestlers. We got some of the best wrestlers in the North State, but in the Western State. A couple of them that are battling for state titles and Western regional titles in the last couple of years, so I'm excited to get out there and watch.
Come here with your radios or your smartphones. Listen to the basketball game, because we'll be in Arcata for the boys, and watch Dillmer wrestling at the same time.
Maybe I'll give you some tech, give you some updates.
I would love that. Well, real quick, big guy, what's the key second half for the Dillmer girls trailing 23-12?
I tell you what, the Warriors got to keep the intensity up. Sometimes I think we had lack of intensity throughout periods of it, right? Sometimes we get out and play hard. I love the energy Winningham's playing with underneath, doing a great job. But our guards, we need to make sure we keep that intensity up and make sure we value every possession. This McKinleyville team is very well versed. They're great off the dribble, and they do a good job of moving the ball around the perimeter. I thought the Warriors, all in all, have done a good job defensively, but they got to match that intensity from sideline to sideline, from backcourt to frontcourt.
This has been the Hi-H-E Hamlet Halftime Report, the Hi-H-E Hamlet, where they have hot drinks and cold snacks. They have cold drinks and hot snacks. They have everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you do not need it. The Hi-H-E Hamlet. Let's see if you can do it as good as Grant Sams does. The Hi-H-E Hamlet, located on US Highway 199 in Hi-H-E. It's close. It's close.
I tell you, hey, John, you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Four nights a week, hammering it out.
It's been a wild week, I got to tell you.
Good job, Johnny.
Thank you. Warriors start the third quarter trailing but with the ball. Smith with it. Gets it into the corner, then back. As Delmer trying to penetrate this 2-3 zone. Three-pointer goes up, no good. As Steinruck, who's in the game for the first time tonight, after missing the first half. And a foul will be called on the Warriors. Bottega picks up her second of the night. Delmer just had two fouls committed in the first half. So they're in no foul trouble. It's not the same for McKinleyville. They have some issues. Three-point shot on the way misses everything by McKinleyville. And the Warriors come down with it as McQuillan brings the ball down court. Smith back to McQuillan, launches the three. Bingo! Troy Paul McQuillan from downtown. And it's 23-15. Warriors behind, but with a bit of momentum. With the ball, Trey Turner kicks it out far side. Three-point shot, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Steinruck. Ball goes to Smith and gets it knocked away. Fast break. Shot goes up, and it falls in. Nice effort by Gabby Watson, who gets her first basket of the night. And it's back to a 10-point lead. Smith. We'll go to the far side now. Works her way back. Over to Steinruck. She'll try to penetrate. She does. Goes baseline. She gets fouled and will go to the line for two. And that's Bartow. She picks up her third. Steinruck, 60% at the foul line this season. And it was halfway in before it popped out. Gorbett comes in, and Winningham comes out. I have a feeling that will be a very brief respite on the bench. That one is good. Back to single digits. McKinleyville 25, Delmar at 16, here in the early seconds of the second half on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. With the ball, Bella Turner gives it up. Now they get it inside, triple team kicked out. Three-pointer on the way, good. Bella Turner, her second three-pointer of the evening, and stretches the lead out to 28-16. Smith trying to take advantage of an extended 2-3 zone. Pass is tipped out of bounds off the Panthers. Warriors keep possession. Ball comes out to Steinruck. Far side now inside to Gorbett. Triple team goes up strong, no call, and will go the other way. Gorbett maybe trying just a bit too hard to fill the role of all the missing Warriors. Two of their top three scorers not available tonight. McKinleyville with the ball and the lead. With the ball, Taylor Turner inside. Shot goes up, no good. Battle for it, coming down with a rebound. For the Warriors, it is Steinruck. Kicks out. Smith, three-pointer, bingo! Chloe Smith's first basket of the night. And it's back down to nine now. Panthers with the ball, and that's Fisher. Gives it over to Bella Turner. They're going to work it around. Warriors cut off the penetration. And the Panthers set things back up again with 13 to shoot. Warriors in the zone, way outside, and sinking the two-pointer is Sarah George. I named my daughter after my favorite wine. We'd be calling her Zinfandel. Smith kicks it out, bending back inside to Gorbett, and she's fouled. Nice pass by McQuillan, and that pass leads to a foul and puts Gorbett at the line for two. Shot is short. Winningham comes back in. And coming out is McQuillan. There's Gorbett's second. one goes in. 30-20 now. Del Norte trying to find just a little spurt to get this game closer going into the fourth quarter. McKinleyville determined to try to keep that double-digit lead. And adding to it is Liz Mingle, who sinks the 17-footer and puts it out to 12. Steinruck to Bottega. Quick pass, far side. She's fouled as Smith will go to the line for two. And fouls could become a big issue. I think I say she wasn't shooting. That is Sally Turner's three. So ball goes out, three-point shot, hits the iron, tipped around. Steinruck gets her own rebound inside. And a foul will be called on McKinleyville. And I believe that will be on George. It is her first, fourth team foul against McKinleyville. This quarter, back at the line, is Gorbett and misses the first. Still a 12-point difference. Second one, too hard, but the Warriors could not track down. Oh, wait. Timeout is called. Thought for a second that McKinleyville stepped on the line. Instead, we will have a quick break. 3:59 left here in the third. It's 32-20. McKinleyville leading Del Norte. And Warrior Athletics are brought to you by Echo Nutrients, local organic fertilizers for the backyard gardener in you. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors. And Del Norte Off Supply was there just this afternoon. For all your office supplies and furniture and gifts too, go see Debbie's team at the corner of 3rd and H in Crescent City, the new Del Norte Off Supply. Del Norte will be back in action. Del Norte girls will be back in action Tuesday when Eureka comes to town. And down, Del Norte's going to go with a full court press against the Panthers. Panthers are able to break it, and they will set up their offensive set. Drive, stop, kicked out. That's Mingle, who's played well off the bench for the Panthers. They'll work it around now. Cross court pass. And it's too far as Bella Turner airmailed the skip pass. Both these teams have struggled with turnovers, Del Norte more so, and that's one of the reasons, one of the main reasons they trail by 12. Into the corner, Smith. Near side, right in front of Coach Nelson. Now to Steinruck, inside to Gorbett. Kicks it out on the ground, and the Panthers come up with it. McKinleyville will bring the ball up court. Another turnover without a shot by the Warriors. Del Norte in the 2-3. That zone defense, which has done a good job keeping them out of trouble. Shot is missed by the Panthers. And Smith will walk the ball up court right through the middle of the center circle. To the left side now. Gets it inside. Gorbett off the glass. Misses. And rebounded by the Panthers. 32-20 our score. 2:43 left. Third quarter. McKinleyville leading and with the ball. Drive. Stop. Nice defense by Bottega. And Panthers will set things up again. Outside. Three-point shot. Misses everything. Rebounded by the Warriors. That's Steinruck. Finds a wide open Winningham who scores with her left hand. Winningham has five, and we're back down to a 10-point cushion with McKinleyville leading the Warriors. Outside to Gabby Watson, now inside, triple team there, and a foul will be called on Del Norte. Chloe Smith gets her first, second team foul of the quarter. Coming back in for the Warriors is McQuillan and McCovey. Winningham and Bottega will come out. McKinleyville inbounds the ball. Gabby Watson with Smith guarding her outside. They go to the far side, looking, looking. Ball is stolen by Del Norte. And a foul on McKinleyville, and that puts Del Norte in the bonus. We'll go to the other end and shoot two. Foul will be on Rasmussen, her first. And going to the line will be Steinrupp. Puts it up, puts it in. Steinrupp now 2 of 3 at the line. Junior, 60% at the charity stripe this season. She's 2 for 2 at this effort. And it's down to an 8-point difference. Full court pressure again by the Warriors. McKinleyville gets it across the center line. Drive, ball's poked away, but McKinleyville tracks it down. Drive, and that's going to be a foul on Del Norte. Kobe picks up her first, and a new shot clock's put up. McKinleyville gets the ball in, 3-point shot partially blocked, but rebounded by McKinleyville with the ball. Is Gabby Watson sends it over to Tatum Fisher. Her shot is blocked, and coming down with it for the Warriors is McQuillan. Smith with the ball at the center circle now. Warriors trying to get it close. And we have a jump ball. Nice defensive play by the Panthers, Bella Turner, who just stepped up and grabbed the ball and forced the turnover. Gabby Watson with the ball, gives it to Tatum Fisher. Now to Bella Turner inside, then back out. Fisher Watson will drive, puts it up, no good. Rebounded by the Panthers. Back up, shot's blocked, but a foul will be called on the Warriors. Jacqueline Gorbett picks up number 2 and sends Bardu to the line for a pair of free throws. It's an interesting form that the senior has, but it's effective as she makes the free throw. Big, deep knee bend and a huge arch in her back. That one's no good. Tipped around, and the Warriors come up with it. Gorbett dribbling down the right side of the court. Stops, reverses, finds a lane, steps back, shoots, leaves it short. And a foul will be called on Del Norte for pushing off on the rebound. McCovey picks up her second. And that is the 15th foul this period on Del Norte. So we'll come down to the other end and shoot free throws here. That's the new rule. 5 team fouls per quarter. The old 1-1 is gone. So if it's a non-shooting foul after 4 team fouls, then you shoot 2. And Bella Turner will go to the line for a pair. She's got 10 tonight. And if ball bounces in for her for 11. 34-24 our score. Winningham comes in. And McCovey goes out. Here's Turner second. That one rattles out. And Winningham comes down with a rebound. Less than a minute to go here in the quarter. Warriors trail by 10. Ball's poked away. Del Norte keeps possession. McQuillan will inbound. Finds Gorbett. Kicks it out. Tries to get it inside to Winningham. And McKinleyville comes up with the turnover again. Another unproductive possession for the Warriors. Dribble drive and brought it back out. That's Fisher with the ball. They'll work it around to the far side now. Del Norte in that 2-3, limiting inside opportunities. Kicked out, Bella Turner drives, then kicks out to Turner. Drives, shot, good. 12 seconds left. Del Norte down by 12, down to 7, down to 6, inside to Winningham. Back out. Three-pointer no good, and it goes into the paint. And that's the end of the third quarter. Delmar got it as close to 8 at one point. But as we go into the fourth quarter, it's 36-24, McKinleyville leading. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club. Curry Equipment, Del Norte Office Supply, Del Norte Tire, and Eco Nutrients.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club. Elk Valley Casino. England Marine Supply. H&R Block. And Hambro WSG.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 KPOD. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Last night, Del Norte High's boys basketball team rallied from a deficit in the fourth quarter, won in overtime. Tonight, Del Norte's girls will look to try to do the same thing. They trail 36-24 as we go into the fourth. Here at TuneIn Gymnasium, John Pritchett with you here on KPOD 97.9 FM Crescent City and DelNorteSports.com. Warriors, 1-3 this year without three of their key players tonight. Brooklyn Carter, Lauren Stutes, and Bliss Blackburn, all unavailable. Carter, of course, out for the season with a torn meniscus, the team's leading scorer. Warriors will start the fourth quarter with the ball. Trailing by 12. Smith. Chloe Smith gets it inside to Gorbett. Finds McQuillan. Now to Steinreich. Steinreich into the corner as Smith. Ball kicked around and we got a jump ball. Maybe an extra pass was not needed there. Take the jumper, and that's exactly what Coach Nelson is saying to his troops, is shoot that 8-10 footer. Full court pressure by the Warriors almost results in a steal. But this time, McKinleyville will get it across the timeline and they'll set up in their offense. With the ball is Turner. They'll work it around far side. Thought about the three-pointer. Instead, they work it inside. Ball on the ground. McKinleyville comes up with it. They'll set it up again, 10 on the shot clock. Three-point shot on the way, hits glass, nothing else, and goes out of bounds off the Panthers. Warriors get the ball. Chloe Smith, the steady junior, team's ball handler with the ball. Gets it over to McQuillan. She's going to try to go baseline. Her shot is blocked. Winningham had it briefly, but eventually it rolls through her legs and picked up by McKinleyville. Drive all the way, wild, crazy shot, and it's off the Panthers. Coach Jacob Cheek making his case that it was off Del Norte to no avail. Warriors need some points. And instead we have a kick ball as, once again, Smith's outlet pass, or inlet pass really, is blocked or denied. Ball goes to Winningham. Quick pass. Tried to hit a cutting Gorbett, but Gorbett wasn't expecting it. And another turnover without a shot by Del Norte. Tatum Fisher, who had 11 points in the first half, but 13 altogether, gives the ball up over to Taylor Turner. Then kicked out. Three-pointer on the way as Tatum Fisher now has 16. And Del Norte coach Dylan Nelson says timeout. With 6:19 to go, it's McKinleyville 39, Del Norte 24 in a game that feels closer than this. But Del Norte's just had way too many possessions that led to not only no points, but not even a shot. Warrior Athletics brought to you by Jawell, Benz, and Hardway. Good luck, Warriors, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. Chimney Craft, working for you since 92, keeping you warm and happy. Lisa McCown, your State Farm agent, and like a good neighbor, Lisa is there, one of the quality individuals of our community. Elk Valley Casino, get in the game. Prime Rib Wednesday is only $25 per plate at the new Elk Valley Casino. And Delmert Ambulance, now and always, dedicated to serving. We'll be with you again on Tuesday as Eureka comes to Delmert for girls basketball action. On Wednesday, we will be on the road in Eureka as Delmert boys take on the Loggers. Both those games start at 7:30 p.m. You can listen to them both here on KPOD and DelnortSports.com. 39-24 our score here. With about 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, Warriors had cut it down to 8. But the Panthers have taken advantage of Delmert miscues and now lead by 15. Ortega with the ball. They get it inside to Winningham. They kick it back out and almost threw it away, but able to track it down. Drive, shot, no good. Rebound, tied up, jump ball. As Gorbett tried to hit a reverse layup, but to no avail. Delmert will keep possession. And now the officials are going to communicate about whether there should be a ball. I think did hit the rim. And that should be a new shot clock. So they're discussing it. Still discussing it. And they're going to put 29 on the clock. I think that's right. So Delmert inbounds to Gorbett. He kicks it out. Far side, Smith to Steinruck, inside to Winningham. She takes it to the far side corner. Gets it, Gorbett kicks it out. Now to Smith, now to Ortega. She'll launch the three off the iron. And Delmert can't save it, and it will be McKinleyville's ball with 5:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. 39-24 our score. Full court pressure by Delmert. And that will be double dribble. And the press pays a dividend for the Warriors. Now, can they cash that dividend in? Delmert gets the ball into Smith. Back to Ortega. Tries to get it inside, and they do. Step through Winningham, and they say she traveled. Established the pivot foot, lifted up, and then put it back down before she got off the shot. Delmert, as Ortega knocks the ball on the inbound pass, it hit the bench and hit poor Liz Mingle right in the face. Ball's loose. Delmert comes up with it. Foul. Shot is no good, but Smith will go for the line for two, and let's see who the foul's on. And that will be on Rasmussen, her second. Smith, first time at the line tonight. And can't get it to drop. Stays 39-24. Delmert still hasn't scored here in the fourth. Second one is up, and that one's good. Smith has four. Delmert, full court press. McKinleyville breaks it easily this time. And the Panthers trying to figure out some way get the best shot possible against the 2-3 zone defense at Delmert. And Smith trips Turner, Callie Turner. That's Chloe second. Non-shooting. Both teams have one team foul this quarter. Fisher tries to get it inside, and coming away with it is Ortega. Ortega goes all the way, and she is fouled. We'll go to the line for two. Ortega, 52% from the line. As Tally Turner picked up her fourth foul. Ortega bounces it off the front rim, off the back rim, and then through the cylinder for the point. Down to 13 with 5:02 left. Senior puts it up. Senior puts it in. Delmert not giving up yet. McKinleyville breaks the press, and they'll set things up. Kelly Turner gives it up. Eventually it works over to Tatum Fisher, who's so deadly in the first half, but has been under control here in the second. She'll take the three-pointer, misses, but rebounded by McKinleyville, and they can take their time with a new shot clock. Ball is stolen by Del Norte. Steinruck brings the ball up court. Steinruck to the right side, tightly guarded, inside to Gorbett, now to Winningham, and she's fouled and will go to the line. And that is Bartow's fourth. Winningham, 3 of 4 tonight at the line. Oh, hit the rim, and it looked like it might fall straight through, but instead it goes out. And with 4:20 to go here in the third, the fourth, Del Norte calls timeout, trailing by 11. As we mentioned last night in McKinleyville, Del Norte boys broke into the win column with a thrilling 41-39 victory over McKinleyville. The Panthers, the undefeated team in conference play up until last night, 4-0 coming into that game. Del Norte 0-4. But the Warriors scored a key basket a second and a half left as senior Kai Russell grabbed the offensive rebound and scored to put the game in overtime. And then it was the two juniors, Lyon Rigdon and Michael Webster, that carried Del Norte to victory in the extra period. It was Winningham second. That one hits the front rim and then rolls in. Down to 11 with 4:17 to go. Full court pressure. Warriors trying to create some sort of havoc. McKinleyville breaks it. Set things up. Inside, outside, drive, shot, no good. Rebound, Warriors. Winningham just overpowered her McKinleyville counterpart. Back outside, Smith drives, shoots, foul, will go to the line. Bella Turner picks up her third. Smith, 1 of 2 at the line tonight, 47% for the season. Wait. And suddenly everybody forgot about the fact that it's two shots and not 1-on-1 anymore. And so everybody went for the rebound. Referees are all smiling. You know, that rule has been in place now for basically 2 months. So every now and then people just revert back. Here's the second one. That one goes in. Del Norte has it down to 10. You get the feeling that Warriors could just put something together for a little bit. McKinleyville with the ball and the 10-point lead with 3:35, and the ball gets thrown away. Warriors have a chance to get the deficit down into single digits. Chloe Smith will bring the ball up court for the Warriors. Right through the middle of the center circle. Dribbling with her right hand down the right side. Poked away out of bounds. Warriors keep the ball. 3:26 remaining. 39-29 our score on the Citicos Hospital scoreboard. Chloe's pass hits Bella Turner in the thigh and goes out of bounds, so we'll do it again. They get over to Gorbett. Gorbett has the ball poked away, so she goes baseline, stops, shoots, misses, rebounded by the Panthers. They'll fast break. Drive, shot, falls in. Tatum Fisher, who's been fairly quiet this second half after being dominant in the first half, has 5 points here in the fourth quarter, and the lead is back 41-39, and another turnover by the Warriors. 2-on-none fast break. And misses the easy layup. first mistake Tatum Fisher has made all day. Delmar is going to respond. Gorbit with a three-point shot off the glass, rebounded by McKinleyville. 2:44 left, 41-29 our score. Delmar trailing. With the ball is Tatum Fisher. Gets it inside. Nice outlet pass in there, and an easy basket for McKinleyville. Give the points to Bardo, and it's 43-29 with 2:20 to go. Drive Smith, out of control. Shot is no good, and the Panthers come up with a rebound. Just over 2 minutes to go. 43-29. Warriors got it down to 10 at one point, and another nice pass and another easy basket for Bardo. And in the end, this game is going to appear on the scoreboard to be a lot more lopsided than it really was. The two teams were actually fairly even pretty much everywhere but the scoreboard. And in the turnover column, where Delmar just committed way, way, way too many unforced errors, and they just do it again. Tried to hit Gorbit, and the ball just slipped right through her hands. And now we're under 90 seconds to play, and this one is all but in the books. Inside, kicked out. Now into the corner, long two-pointer, foul will be called. And with 1:12 left, McKinleyville will be shooting free throws. Going to the line for McKinleyville is Gabby Watson. She had 11 the last time these two teams played. She has 2 tonight and misses the free throw. Coming in for the Warriors is Deja Payne, the junior, getting some action here. Here's the second shot. That one is good. So she has 3. And Chloe Smith will bring the ball up court. Approaching 1 minute left. Warriors, as Steinruck tries to penetrate, gets into the paint, puts it up off the glass, too strong. And rebound by McKinleyville. And the foul will be on Del Norte. Non-shooting. Coming into the game is Avery Ritter, the freshman, getting some playing time. And timeout's going to be called on the court by McKinleyville. Ritter brought up with Lauren Stutz's knee injury. She was told, you're going to play in if we have a blowout or if we have an emergency. Well, with a score 46-29 and less than a minute to go, she's going to see her first varsity action of her career. Just a freshman. It'll be a good experience for her. She'll be able to go home tonight with a big smile on her face. As mentioned, the Warrior girls will be back in action on Tuesday as they play host to Eureka. The last time those two teams played, the undefeated and highly regarded Loggers playing on their new gym floor pretty much dominated the Warriors. Final was 49-19. Delmar was still trying to get its wits about him without their leading player, leading scorer, Brooklyn Carter. McKinleyville gets the ball in and knocked out of bounds by Steinruck, and it was actually off Steinruck's hand and then off the McKinleyville player's foot out of bounds, so Delmar gets the ball back. They get it to Payne. She fires it into the corner, then gets it right back. She'll take the long two off the glass and rebound it by McKinleyville. Also in the game for Delmar is KK Cardenas, getting her chance to break a sweat tonight. 30 seconds left in this contest. Ball is loose. Smith picks it up. Goes hard. Puts it up off the glass. She's fouled. And we'll get 2 free throws for her effort. Bailey Box in the game for McKinleyville. She picks the foul. Smith, two free throws. She's 2 for 4 at the line tonight. Makes that one. She's got 6 with a chance at 7. And she knocks it in. Warriors still going full court press here with 20 seconds remaining. Skip pass. And Coach Cheek of McKinleyville says, just hold it out. Let's run out the clock and get on the bus and go home with a 3-2 conference record and a 12-7 record overall. And that is exactly what's going to happen. Delmar plays much better than they did the first time these two teams played, but the result is still a loss. 46-31, Panthers defeat the Warriors. We'll be back with the Warrior postgame show right after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, and More John, Inc.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
In this ever-changing business environment, it's refreshing to have an insurance agent that's local. At Western Valley Insurance, the team prides themselves in being part of our community, and they appreciate it when you choose to do business with them. If you're considering a change or would like to discuss business or workers' comp insurance, please call Robin, Regina, or Kendra. They'll put their experience and knowledge into providing you with a competitive quote that actually fits your needs. Western Valley Insurance, where teamwork makes a difference. Call 707-465-5999.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And thanks to our local Sportscasters Club, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and the Hiuchi Hamlet.
Listen to Del Norte Warrior Games online at DelNorteSports.com and at 97.9 K-Pod. Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Sutter Coast Hospital offers urology care with urologist Dr. Robin Zagoni, a graduate of OHSU. Dr. Zagoni has over 20 years of experience specializing in kidney stones, prostate enlargement, and prostate cancer, bladder cancer, kidney and testicular tumors, vasectomy, and vasectomy reversal. Dr. Zagoni is taking new patients at Sutter Coast Health Center in Brookings. Please call 541-469-9205 for an appointment.
Del Norte falls to 1-4 in Big 5 conference play, 14-7 overall as the Warriors fall at home to McKinleyville, final of 46-31. Del Norte fell behind early. It was 14-9 after one. Struggled to score in the second quarter, scoring just 3 points all on free throws. And at halftime, it was 23-12. In the third quarter, Del Norte got it down to 8 points, the deficit down to 8 points. With about 2 minutes left, but then a rally by the Panthers, and it's 36-24 after three. And in the fourth quarter, Del Norte once again shut out, not a single field goal in the fourth quarter. And so our final 46-31. Leading McKinleyville, which improved to 3-2 in conference, 12-7 overall, was Tatum Fisher. She had 18 points, 13 of which came in the first half. 11 of those came in the first quarter. Also in double figures was Bella Turner with 11. Mavis Bartu had 7. I know I mispronounced that name. I apologize. Gabby Watson had 3. So did Liz Mingle. And 2 each for Tally Turner and for Sarai Jones. Del Norte was led by Chloe Smith, who had 7. Brianne Winningham, who played excellently tonight, had 6. 5 each for Anisha Batega, Jacqueline Gorbett, Quipaw, McQuillan all had five. Gorbett, who had been on a tear, was limited to five made free throws. She was 0-4 from the field. Cynthia Steinreich, who played in the second half, had three. Playing but not scoring for Del Norte was KK Cardenas, Kimora McCovey, and Deja Payne, and Avery Ritter, the freshman brought up tonight. She got some action as well. Del Norte's next game will be on Tuesday when Eureka comes to Del Norte. That game will start at 7:30, and you can listen live on KPOD 97.9 or DelNorteSports.com. Our McDonald's Warrior of the Game. We're going to give it to Chloe Smith. 7 points, outstanding ball handling. Just wasn't enough as McKinleyville captures the 46-31 victory. Chloe Smith, your McDonald's Warrior of the Game. On your way home tonight, fans, stop in at McDonald's. Grab yourself a cheeseburger, get yourself a milkshake, and find out what everybody knows. McDonald's. Dun-dun-dun-dun. I'm loving it. As we mentioned, Del Norte will play on Tuesday here at home. Del Norte boys will play on the road Wednesday in Eureka. Both those games at 7:30. Both those games can be broadcast live on KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com. In junior varsity action, it was Del Norte winning. As the Warriors captured a 39-31 victory, Lily Franklin had nine, as did Avery Ritter. And that should wrap things up this evening. Oh, don't forget wrestling. Next Wednesday, Del Norte's wrestling team will be here at Tunum Gymnasium taking in Arcata, one of the rare times you'll get a chance to see the Warriors in action, one of the top teams in the state. Well, that should wrap things up here tonight. A fancy tip of the hat to our engineer, Mark, back at the KPOD World Headquarters Studios. From Mad Dog John Horner, Mike O'Brien at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Michael Wilson, and the entire Bi-Coastal Media family, I'm John Pritchett. Thank you so much for listening. And please remember, if you get the opportunity, to stop in and say thank you to the members of the legendary Sportscaster Club. These are the fine businesses in our community that make Warrior Athletics possible. Here on KPOD and DelNorteSports.com. Once again, our final score, McKinleyville captures a 46-31 victory. Take care, everybody. Please drive safe, and may God bless.
You've been listening to Del Norte Warrior Basketball. And Del Norte Warrior Basketball is brought to you by Chimney Craft, Chawell Benson Hartwig, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Glass, Curry Equipment, Del Norte Office Supply, Del Norte Tire, Eco Nutrients, Elk Valley Casino, Ingle Marine Supply, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, Les Schwab Tire Center, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, McFerrin's Tax Services, More John Inc., Oat Hill Organic Beef, Sutter Coast Hospital, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, and Hiuchi Hamlet. You've been listening to a Bi-Coastal Media Sports presentation.